Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2183. On the importance of trying new things by Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read the best blogs that I can get permission from to you covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. On the importance of trying new things by Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. How often do you try something new? Every year? Every month? Every week? Likely the answer is not often. I don't know about you, but I feel like standing still makes my brain rot, period. Keeping abilities, experiences, likes and dislikes, views and beliefs constant stunts our growth as individuals. The familiar becomes too comfortable and starts feeling like it is the only way life can be. Just give a thought to who you admire most, the people you find interesting, intelligent, and insightful. I guarantee they do not follow a predictable routine in thought and action, and if they do currently, it's not likely to be for long. In my experience, the benefits of continuously increasing my willingness to try new things are numerous. With every new opportunity, I may find I like things I never thought I would, develop new friendships that can introduce me to even more new and exciting things, adopt a new hobby or practice that helps me develop additional skills and abilities, identify other less valuable activities or things that I choose to remove from my life, increase communication with others by way of wanting to learn and share my discoveries, seek out the thrill of discovery more often over time because there's very little downside, and turn one or more of these things or experiences into a part-time or full-time occupation, which would never have happened had I not ventured and tried it. And best of all, my comfort zone is forever expanded because once I have tried something, it's part of my frame of reference forever. I believe it works in a similar fashion for many of us. For example, once an individual has tried a sport, he or she opens him or herself up to considering other similar sports, be it as a spectator, participant, or other. Because of this multiplier effect, the expansion of an individual's comfort zone over time is exponential, not linear. How cool and exciting is that? As you can tell, I'm a huge advocate of trying new things, and I find it sad when I hear people will not wander away from the familiar. I've heard more than once that venturing out and trying something new makes someone uncomfortable. Well, all the more reason to do it. Over time, even the unknown becomes comfortable. Here are a few personal experiences to bring the point home. At home, foreign foods galore. When I was a kid, my mom and dad made me try all sorts of foods and beverages that were not the usual fare for a Canadian family. I had mangoes, sugarcane, kiwi, fresh coconut, various shellfish, prickly pear, dragon fruit, various types of wild game, and practically anything else that flies, runs, or swims. As a result, I'm an adventurous eater to this day. I don't think twice about trying different things when I travel, such as eel and jellyfish in China, monkey brain in Mexico, yes, you heard that correctly, raw squid in Japan, carpaccio in Italy, and alligator in the USA. Unfortunately, when I've traveled in groups, my experience is that folks will seek out the familiar and never really try the best of what the local culture has to offer. Food and culture are tightly linked, and to me, the individuals who sought out the KFC, Pizza Hut, and McDonald's were in a bubble and were sheltering themselves from a truly memorable, multi-sensory cultural experience. at work, varied life experiences can make you a better performer. The most interesting and dynamic individuals I have ever interacted with at any job I have held were always those who had tried and done a lot, both personally and professionally. They were not interesting because they shared their stories, though I did pry when I figured they likely had some interesting stories to tell. They were interesting and dynamic because their interest in trying new things also made them open to trying things at work and more positive about the unknowns involved in getting a new project off the ground. Yes, those are the individuals I would seek out to help with projects that involved many unknowns. It did not scare them, and that helped us move forward more quickly. One such individual I found out later not only worked as a manager in a technology company, but he also worked in the entertainment industry as a side gig and hobby. As a result of his interest in technology and entertainment, he developed an interesting application associated with a popular international sport. Talk about different interests coming together and enabling someone to create something unique. How to be more adventurous. Unfortunately, stores and various service providers reward us for being repeat customers, be it for clothing, groceries, restaurants, hotels, cruise lines, magazines, store credit cards. Loyalty programs are the antithesis of feeding our curiosity for the new and different. In order to avoid getting into a rut, here are a few guidelines to consider adopting to start adding more new experiences to your life. Number one, when you choose to travel, always travel to new places, preferably avoiding a previously visited region if you can help it. And when you arrive at your destination, ask local residents what they do for fun or what they think would be worth seeing that is off the beaten path. Number two, try at least one new restaurant or food when you hear a good review about it. If you choose to eat out, ask the waiter what she or he would order if they were to make a selection, and then stick to your guns and order it. Number three, when something is free to try and not via an infomercial you saw on TV at 3 a.m., go ahead and try it. There's nothing to lose. This could be a food sample at the grocery store, a sample at a bakery or restaurant, a beauty product, a free for a limited time app or service. Set a reminder to unsubscribe so that you don't get dinged if you don't intend to keep it. Number four, try things that are the opposite of what you would normally do. If you usually turn left to go to work, turn right and take a slightly different way to work. If you usually peel your orange, cut it in wedges instead. You can't know what you like best unless you wander a little bit. Number five, when purchasing a personal or professional service, allow the service provider to do what they think would work best for you, like haircut, clothing, even suggestions for a financial plan. You might be surprised by the result. I am rarely disappointed when I leave it to a professional, preferably one who came recommended. Number six, volunteer somewhere that will have you doing something different, like packing hampers, cooking a meal, dog walking, construction, or cleaning up a park. You might discover you like an activity you never would have tried otherwise. And number seven, check out your local community or cultural center, continuing education institutions, or places of worship for activities that you might want to try or learn more about. Not only will trying new things increasingly often become more fun over time, you will amass experiences that are forever yours, and you will only be better for it. It will also make you feel more empowered when taking on something new, whether someone asks you to join in or you are the one making the suggestion. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and diversify and expand your experience portfolio. The returns will be well worth the investment and will make you a richer and more interesting person as a result, both to you and others. I'm excited for you. You just listened to the post titled On the Importance of Trying New Things by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you, Dan Len. What I especially liked is that some of these suggestions aren't as quote-unquote adventurous as what we think of when we hear adventurous. For example, when I hear that someone is adventurous, my mind automatically goes to scuba diving, rock climbing, hang gliding, stuff like that, all of which I've never done and likely never will because personally, the space those things put me in is not worth the reward. I've done paragliding and snorkeling, so I have some idea, and yes, they were memorable, but I wouldn't feel like I missed out if I didn't or hadn't tried those things. Maybe you relate, maybe you don't, but my point is, if you're like me, you can be more adventurous, like at work, if allowed, maybe trying to see if there's a faster or better way to do something. She even mentioned bakeries, beauty supplies, cutting your orange into wedges instead of peeling, taking a different route to work or back from work. These things, by the way, if I'm remembering my studies correctly, actually help strengthen the brain, and from what I remember, are linked to Alzheimer's prevention. Something as simple as taking a different walking or driving route than you usually do. Something so basic, but powerful at the same time. And with volunteering, that's an amazing one because you're also helping someone else at the same time. So think about how you can add some variability or adventure in your life. Let me know what you come up with, and I'll see you tomorrow, where optimal life awaits.